Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I've seen a lot of places where they're saying Chris Paul got done dirty.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. They sent him home. I don't know all the specifics of the situation.
Right. I mean, yeah, he's arguably their greatest player ever, and he's going to have his number retired, his jersey retired there. And, you know, this is an odd way. Maybe it's mutual. I don't know. We don't know. But, you know, it's weird. The Clippers say he's been sent home. I mean, I'm not sure that that's the exact word, but that's what a lot of people are saying out there. He's been sent home. And the Clippers have just announced that he's no longer on the team. Okay. But it's the Clippers. They do things. They're just, it's about worst organizations. I mean, the Jets are there. The Giants have Super Bowls. The
Browns.
Clippers, the Browns.
The Jets and the Browns lead the league in bad.
Yeah.
The Clippers have had, I mean, they've been bad. You can't really say it about the Clippers anymore.
But they still haven't won anything. Nothing.
Yeah, but they've had some runs where they've been, like the Jets and Browns are historically terrible.
Well, the Jets at least won one. The Browns.
How long ago? Many of our listeners were not alive. Many, many listeners. AJ, what were you doing in 1969? Do you remember? I was somewhere inside of my dad.
That was 33 years before I was born.
And mom, I guess, separately.
Yeah. Technically.
Yeah, you weren't born yet. So I'm not really giving Woody Johnson credit for that.
No. I'm not giving him any credit.
I mean, the Browns won titles, too.
Listen, the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in how long?
Since 2000.
It's been 2000?
Yeah.
That's the longest run.
25 years of no, holy crap.
I mean, but they're, you know.
But they've had, I mean, they've been playoff teams. Like the Jets and Browns can't even be played. The Browns, I don't think anyone beats the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns, since they've come back. I don't know. The
Clippers kind of. I mean, their win percentage in NBA history is right.
Yeah.
Is the
but I mean, we can't continue to work 50 years in the past. Like for this conversation, it needs to be about the last. You know, really, you say the last 20. 20 years is a long time. 20 years is two decades. That's AJ. How old are you? You were 3?
23.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll use AJ's lifespan. The last 23 years, hard to get. You can't get worse than the Browns. The Browns came back to Cleveland in 2000, John, or was it 99?
My dad
was a coach for, I think, the only playoff team they had during that time frame with the Kelly Holcomb snow game against the Steelers. It's just contemptible over there. And they got bad ownership. Jets have bad ownership.
The Clippers.
Clippers under Sterling had really
Ballmer
bad ownership.
Is no better. I mean, now the paying Kawhi under the table thing, and
hey, he's trying.
He's just
doing what college football does.
Yeah. Well, look at it can't get any better in college when you're compared to college football. Doesn't get any better. Let's get Eric in here. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Double Rod fellas. Hey, John. You know, I know you were fighting hard for Reed Sheppard and his great whiteness and everything, you know, one for the white guys here. I don't know if you saw the video. I think it was Stackhouse trying to start the movement for, I think it was J.J. Redick, Luka, and Austin Reeves, and he said that the first time he had ever said it out of his mouth, he called him white power. I want to see what you thought about that guy.
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough comment.
Reed Shepard is white power, or those other guys?
Maybe the whole thing.
White power!
Did you just yell that, or did AJ play the soundbite?
I just yelled that.
Oh, okay.
I can imitate myself.
Dell's got that soundbite.
Really?
Queued up. We were talking about Tyler White, yeah. He was talking about Tyler White, the former Astro.
He hit homers.
He was the only guy that cheated. He was the only guy that cheated on with the him and Marwin. Only two guys cheated with the trash can.
AJ, it has nothing to do with white supremacy.
So I coined the phrase white boy super squad. Well, it was initially I called it the white power super squad.
Because it was
Bobby Sura, it was Scott Padgett, it was John Barry, and it was, who was that guy from Wyoming? Ryan.
Oh.
He wasn't good.
Was he on that team?
Yeah, he was on that team too. He didn't play a whole lot. So yeah. Ryan, you remember who I'm talking about, Wyoming. He wasn't very good. So there was four white guys, and just as a joke, we had the white power super squad, and I didn't think of the phrase white power, and so we had these, so we mentioned it to John Barry, because Barry used to actually listen to the show as well, and so did Van Gundy and some of the Rockets, and Barry thought it was hilarious, and he brought it to the other guys on the team, and Scott Padgett said, hey, I have a black wife. I'm not a huge fan of the white power super squad necessarily. And we took that into advisement and altered the name to White Boy Super Squad, WBSS, White Boy Super Squad, and had some wind jackets made, Key Collins from Big Ball Sports, I think it was, or I think it was Key. It may have been somebody else, had White Boy Super Squad wind shirts made, and we gave it to the guys, and that was a fun little thing at that time. Reed Shepard is kind of like, I don't really count the international players. If we're just talking about white boys, you're not a white boy if you're Alperen Şengün. He's from Turkey. Reed's the only white boy on the team, right? I'm not missing a Steven. I guess we count Steven Adams. I mean, he is from New Zealand?
If Luka can't be, he's from New Zealand. He can't be.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, you're not a white boy. Because all those guys played Little League Baseball, too. You have to have played Little League Baseball to be a white boy. If you didn't play, you had to have had the ability to play in your town or city. Which I'm guessing Luka didn't have Little League Baseball. So I can't count Luka. So that's my definition. That's my stopping point. So they had true white boys on that team. There's not a lot of white boys on teams around the NBA right now, especially with the international scene exploding so much. They kind of taken their jobs, John.
Ryan Bowen.
Thank you.
Ryan Bowen.
Ooh, was he not good at basketball?
Not good.
Woo.
Nope. Bobby Sura, who I still see a lot. I saw John Barry a couple of months ago.
Where'd you see John Barry?
At Carlton Woods, member guest.
He was up there?
He was on Bobby Sura's team.
Did you talk to him at all?
I did. We had a good time. He's like, he's out in L.A. now, and he wants me. We're going to play
golf. Dude, you got to go hook up with him. That was our guy.
Are.
He was awesome.
We are. Scott Padgett, Ryan Bowen. Yeah.
Bobby Rod Sura Strickland. And John Barry. No, not Rod Strickland. Oh, not white boys. You said you see these guys.
No. I was putting him on the white boys.
Yeah, no, Rod Strickland, I don't think was ever a Rocket even. You know, every once in a while, when your teams are at their lowest, you go back and look at the rosters like, holy crap, I forgot this guy played for this
team.
He
played 16 games, Rod Strickland did.
No. Wait, are you being for real?
Yeah.
Wait, Rod Strickland played on that 2006 team?
2000, yeah, he was on the 2004-05 team.
Rod Strickland played for us?
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
Yeah.
David Wesley. Obviously, I remember David Wesley.
David Wesley,
Rod Strickland was on the team.
Funny story about David Wesley. He used to play out at Wildcat a lot. And he was playing with Manny, a friend of mine. He was playing. And Manny was on some stones. He hit the ball through the fairway and onto some rock and stone, and he said, "Well, I get a drop here." And Wesley said, "No, you don't. You don't get a drop here." And he said, yeah, I don't want to ruin my club. He said, I'm going to take a drop here, and a free drop. And he said, no, you don't get a free drop. You got to play it where it lies. He said, okay. So he hit the shot, and he hit a pretty good shot. And he went, oh, that was nice. You know, did you ruin your club? He said, no, I ruined your club. He used Wesley's club. I took Wesley's club out of his bag and hit the shot with David Wesley's club, and Wesley chased him all over.
But that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
You made his point. It's a good job of making your point. This is dangerous, dangerous for my club.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to ruin my club. He said, well, I didn't. I ruined yours.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. All right, 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here to hang out with us. Let's talk a little bit about poker right now. Boy, is it big today, as a matter of fact. Okay, so over in Spring, I mean, it's crazy. Spring has got a $25 buy-in today at 2 o'clock with $1,500 guarantee. At 6 o'clock, they have a $40 buy-in, okay, and $4,000, excuse me, I'm sorry, $25 buy-in with $2,500 guaranteed at 6 o'clock. Just a $25 buy-in, and you got $2,500 guaranteed. That's at 6. At 2, they got two different ones going to go on today. Of course, they got the cash games as well, so don't worry about that. PLO, Hold'em, 1-2, 1-3, whatever you're looking for, they've got it. Now, over at Westheimer and Greenridge, the holiday shootout, $100,000 is on the line. With a $200 buy-in today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, okay, 5 days, $100,000 on the line, and only a $200 buy-in. Are you kidding me? Does it get any better than that? It doesn't. So get on over to Green Ridge and Westheimer and get in on the holiday shootout. Starts today, runs through Sunday. They do it again next Wednesday and the following Wednesday. So you got a chance three times at $100,000 over at Westheimer and Greenridge. Doesn't get any better than Texas Card House. Love Texas Card House. Cash games, all these tournaments. It's the holiday season. Time to play poker. TexasCardHouse.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Or 97.5 and 97.5. Or the app. Download the app. And, oh, by the way, you know, go to our website, 975- ESPN 975 or ESPN Houston. What is our website? 975Houston.com. Whatever our website is. Our app. Go to our app and sign up for our college football challenge brought to you by Golden Nugget Lake Charles. A couple nights stay and cash to play with. If you pick your best, if you're the best picker this college football bowl season, if you're the best picker. So we'll detail it. Lance and I are going to be there on the 15th and the 16th. And if you can come out, come on, let's go. And we'll play some poker together or whatever. We'll watch some games together, whatevs. But, yeah, the college football season is going to start right around then. And we've got the pick'em going on our website. So get to our website and sign up. And when the bowls all come out, you pick the games. And if you're the best picker, you could win a stay and cash from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. How about that?
Pretty good.
Have we missed anything today? Because this is our penultimate segment, and that's what we do. AJ, you are usually up on top of everything that's going on in the world. We even got politics into this show. We got Marco Rubio calling for an investigation. If Notre Dame...
If his team doesn't make it. Well,
if Notre Dame is in and Miami's out, there's got to be an investigation. A White House investigation.
Yeah, he basically just threatened the college football playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Campbell, Clemson, Gray. Oh, Eldon Campbell? Is that who that was? Eldon Campbell died at age 57?
Oh, yeah. Eldon Campbell from Clemson.
LSU's the number one recruit, Lamar Brown, says he's now going to hold off on signing with LSU. I guess today's signing day. And 6'5", 285-pound defensive tackle from Louisiana remains verbally committed. He intends to wait for newly hired Lane Kiffin to assemble his coaching staff before signing. So maybe it's not a big deal. Yeah, and how about Vanderbilt got their first ever five-star commitment? He flipped from Georgia.
Really?
Yeah. Vanderbilt flipped. This is the world we live in. Vanderbilt beats Tennessee in Neyland Stadium and handily. And then and that game may have been the game that pushes the Vanderbilt quarterback into a Heisman Trophy. And that guy's 5'10". And they flipped a five-star from Georgia and Kirby Smart. That's the world we live in now.
And, oh, here's some breaking news.
Colin Klein.
Well, I don't know. Did you get the Colin Klein news?
We didn't mention this. Colin Klein is leaving A&M to go be the head coach at his alma mater, Kansas State.
Oh, good for him.
Presumably
good for him. Not good for the Aggies.
Well, I assume after the playoffs, right?
That's
a once-in-a-lifetime. You're not getting this shot at Kansas State, Colin. You better take this.
Well, I don't know. This is a big recruiting time. Look, Willie Fritz couldn't even come on with us yesterday because of the recruiting. I mean, he's got a great class, including the best quarterback, what some think the best quarterback in the country coming in. So this is a big recruiting time. Do you think that Colin Klein's going to be able to concentrate on Texas A&M?
He'll stay with – well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good point. He'll stay with the Aggies. Now, your signing day is over. Your portal – the problem is you're constantly in portal mode. But signing day, you have signing day now, so there's not going to be – you know, he'll still have some signing day stuff that he's trying to rescue. He's just got to work both jobs. You're right. He's going to have to worry about signing day, getting a hold of recruits and saying, hey, I want to keep you here and things like that. Yeah.
Right.
There's no way around it now. Billy Lucci is the one who confirmed it. Klein is going to stay with the Aggies and coach the offense in the college football playoffs.
Pete Nokos is reporting that Vanderbilt University is suing College Football Playoff Committee, alleging the selection process is corrupt. The Commodores finished the 2025 regular season 10-2, winning all of their final four games without moving a single spot in the playoff rankings. I'm not sure about that, but I don't know that is true, but I read it anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't feel true.
It doesn't feel true.
That feels false. That feels like it's a parody account.
It could. Well, it's not. He's not a parody account, but I don't know. He doesn't have a blue check mark. That's the problem.
Yeah. You don't either, and I don't believe a lot of what you say.
I don't believe anything I say. He's a college sports business and transfer portal reporter for No 3 Sports.
Yep, that's a fake account. That's a parody account.
Parody account.
Not On 3 Sports, which is real. It's No 3.
Yeah, I got you ball got sacked.
You got sacked.
I got sacked.
I got sacked.
I wouldn't, if I was Vanderbilt, I would sue him.
What would you sue for?
I'd sue their ass. How is it that we don't, what is the deal? 10-2 in the SEC? And you're taking all, there's five teams in right now. SEC teams.
If we just ran it back with the SEC, if you put Vanderbilt in, Texas in, let's take out, who are we taking out?
We'll take out Virginia and
BYU. No, BYU's not in right now.
BYU's not in. We take out Virginia.
Well, Virginia's not in.
Take out Tulane.
But they're not in.
Yes, they are in. Well, the winner of the ACC is in.
Oh, yeah, the winner.
And so is that's why you only got 10 spots because
out.
The last two
yeah, take
are
Virginia
taking
out. Take the ACC. Take the ACC. I'm sorry, you're just not good enough.
No.
ACC's out. So we'll put Texas in for the ACC winner. Then how are we getting Vanderbilt in there? Who are we taking?
We take Tulane out. We don't need you.
Yeah, and your coach is leaving. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tulane. I'm sorry, group of, you don't get in. So we're throwing two more SEC teams in. And now we basically have an SEC tournament with the Big Ten, the way that those two conferences won it anyway.
And let's take Ole Miss out because they got no coaches.
You know, part of me would – no, that's not fair for me to say. I mean, part of me would – it would be not funny, but wouldn't that be something if you punished the entire school for what Lane did? That would, but then you could be putting Lane's life in danger. And you know just like I do that you don't, there's only so far you can push those people in the deep south until it becomes dangerous. And I would not want you to cost them the money, the prestige, and the excitement of following the team the whole year, only to have Lane rip out, not only take your, not only is your head coach gone, but your football playoff spot is gone. Woo! Wow. Wow, would that be, would that be rough? I do. Hey. Did you see that they are allowing Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be calling plays at Auburn?
He is.
Yeah. They're allowing him to call plays, and that's really the right thing to do. That's the right thing to do, because how are you going to even be a functional team in the playoffs with no offensive coaches?
Yeah, I mean, that's terrible. What they did, what Lane did, and now leave the coaches there. Go, but leave your coaches there, and let them work on your. You know, if they're going to come to, if they're going to come to LSU, that's fine. They can, but they got to be able to coach those kids. I mean, that's just terrible.
And you know, we've never talked about Abdul Carter has been benched twice for performance, for attitude. Well, really more for attitude.
Did
for
you
missing
hear
the
his
play.
Why? Did you hear why?
On the latest one, it's happened twice in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no. His interview when they asked him why he's being benched.
What did he say?
Ship happens.
Oh no, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that. Very matter. What could? If you're the Giants, you have to be crapping bullets right now. You drafted Abdul Carter, and he's already got this attitude. He has 1.5 sacks this year. A 50-1 long shot, Carson Schwechter, is now a 1-5 favorite, almost 1-6 favorite, to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. And your boy gave that to you as your play when it came out. So you're going to all collect giant amounts of money. But Abdul Carter, you got Cam Scadabo, who had a horrific injury. You have Abdul Carter, who really has been a massive disappointment, and your quarterback's about to get his wig split on any and every play that he leaves a pocket because he thinks this is still college football. Like, that's not ideal. And you still have to hire your next head coach.
Unbelievable. And did you see this? The University of Colorado Athletic Department is projecting a $27 million deficit. They're going to need 11.9 from the university and 2.2 from student fees to just keep the doors open.
Who is this?
University of Colorado Athletic Department.
Wait, say this again?
You believe now? You believe now?
And they gave Dion how much?
You so, believe now?
Hold on. Who now? What do they have to do?
They need the school to bail them out $12 million and the students to bail them out $2.2 million. The athletic department.
See, I'm telling you, people think that there's just so much money and this is all a big lie. But I'm telling you, if you talk to people and you have a serious conversation and you just do it off the record, you will find out that this isn't just bluster. There's a lot of schools who this revenue share on top of the NIL stuff has just pummeled the athletic departments because they're not built and set up to just take a chunk of their revenue and just it's now gone. They're not set up to work properly. They're not properly capitalized. A lot of these college programs aren't.
Dion's got a 5-year $54 million deal. 10.8 annually.
Will he kick in? We've seen other coaches have been forced to kick in. Jeff Brohm did it because he wanted to.
He signed the contract, bro. Give him his money.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. Well, they kept taking money from Mike Gundy.
Right. Well, right. But
they're
going
to have to take $2.2 million from students.
You believe now?
Hold on. $2.2 million from students who are going there and who are paying to go there.
Student fees. A lot of universities are charging students for athletics. Yeah.
So they have to pay their student fees. And $2.2 million is going to go to the athlete, to the scholarship to athletes?
Yeah. Yep.
So that they have dorms to stay in?
So that they have,
or campus housing?
They got to have money in the pocket, bro.
No, I don't think that's what that's for.
Well,
that's not for revenue share. You just said it was to keep the.
Yeah, it's for the athletic department. Yep. All right, we got a break. If that's not weird enough, we got more weird news coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about, and it's really a great, great company. We have taken on Bluebonnet Glass Company. They've been in Brenham since 1951. I mean, you're in business since 1951. Guess what? They're going to make sure that every experience that you have that with them, you contractors out there, you builders out there, if you don't have a glass company that's reliable, glass and mirrors, I mean, it's a commercial and residential. No, it doesn't matter. But what they do and what they pride themselves on, that it's going to be professional, it's going to be on time, the workmanship will be second to none, you will get that glass when you need it. It's important. It's a big deal, especially if you're building and you can't count on your glass company. They've got storefront entryways, replacement windows, showers, frameless shower enclosures, residential doors, wine rooms, glass railings, solar screens, residential window repair. If it's glass, they're doing it. Bluebonnet has been doing it 75 years now. Are you kidding me? So when you're in business that long, it's because you're really, really good. They're really, really good. You need any glass whatsoever. Now, we had the tornadoes last week. If you have tornado damage, 20% off for you. If you're a first responder, 10% off for you. Okay? They care about the community. They want to be there for the community. They have been there for the community for 75 years. So, listen, if you're looking for any kind of glass, Bluebonnet Glass, bluebonnetglass.com, 832-508-0911, 832-508-0911, or bluebonnetglass.com.
Hey, Zadig Jewelers, want to talk about what's going on this weekend. This Friday and Saturday, Zadig Jewelers invites you to step into a world where craftsmanship, heritage, innovation, they're all going to meet. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. is when we're doing this. Explore Houston's largest presentation of timepieces this year, featuring new releases, rare novelties, and collector favorites. So whether you're choosing a meaningful holiday gift or celebrating a milestone, the Zadig team is going to be there for you to guide you with expertise and warm Texas hospitality. You can meet brand specialists, discover the stories behind the movements, and experience what makes each timepiece truly exceptional. The ultimate watch event, only at Zadig Jewelers this Friday and Saturday.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Beware of eating raw. Wait, where did this go? A 39-year-old man has a rectal pumpkin seed bezoar from eating raw, unshelled pumpkin seeds.
Wait. Say that again.
A 39-year-old man has a rectal pumpkin seed bezoar. I'm looking up bezoar. A small stony concretion that may form in the stomachs of certain animals, especially ruminants, and which it was used as an antidote for various ailments. But it doesn't sound like a bezoar is a very positive thing for this guy.
No.
Because he ate unshelled pumpkin seeds. Do you want to have some unshelled pumpkin seeds today?
No. I'm out on pumpkin seeds all the way around. I will say I
like pumpkin seeds.
I have eaten shelled pumpkin seeds too.
I mean
unshelled. I've had it before when I was a kid, but I didn't have any of that stuff that
you're
talking
about. You didn't have a
bezoar, did you? I didn't have a bezoar. I didn't even know what it was until today.
I still don't even know what a bezoar is. But I don't want it.
It at all.
I never want it. Did you hear about the raccoon that got drunk in Ashland, Virginia?
Nope.
Broke into a liquor store. This was on Black Friday. Broke into the liquor store. Got drunk. Basically ransacked the whole store. And guess where he passed out?
Where?
Next to the toilet. Which is where, right? People.
Yep.
I mean, it's a natural pass out place.
Yep.
For people, you've passed out. AJ, you've passed out next to the toilet.
No,
right?
He hasn't.
Nah. You haven't passed out next to the toilet? Lance, I know you have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Well, I made a conscious decision to sleep near it.
Yes.
If that's what you mean.
Because it's so cold. The floor is cold, too.
Sometimes you need to cool down, yep.
Yeah.
When you've been throwing up.
Officer Martin safely secured the masked bandit, transported him back to the shelter to sober up before questioning. And then after a few hours of sleep, zero signs of injury that other than a hangover, he was released back to the Wild.
Now, John, I've got one for you. You know how in London now, if people say mean things, they can get in trouble?
Yeah.
Right? Arrested or fined? Jail. Well, in London, a commuter was charged with walking the wrong way on an escalator or train station. Michaela Copeland, 32, was charged with, quote, walking on an escalator in the wrong direction on the TfL Regional Railway. It is alleged Copeland used or attempted to use an escalator other than by standing or walking on it in the direction intended for travel. So now you can be charged with a crime for walking the wrong. My kids would go to prison for life for doing something like that, because they've done that a million times, and they get yelled at. I've been tempted to kick them down the escalator. I never have. I've never done that. But you can think about it.
They won't anymore if you do that.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, that'll teach them a lesson, that's for sure. I've also seen in London, like, guys just stand there with both arms, and they don't let anybody pass. You know how you're supposed to stand to the right, and people walk up the escalator. Yeah, they just stand there, and they...
You go slow?
Just to show their superiority over you.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it works.
Stuff in London, and stuff like this is going on in London all the time. I mean, it's a bad place to be right now. A woman found that one morning her driveway was gone. Someone stole her driveway. It turns out her house was vacant. It was vacant at the time. And the scammers, here's what the scammers do. They call a construction company, come and take out our driveway. They pay them with a check. And then they ask for some refund. They overpay and then ask for some refund, which they get back. And before the check clears, they've got their refund. And the driveway's gone. The check doesn't clear, doesn't cash.
It's a lose-lose for everybody.
Yeah.
The homeowner, the company.
So beware. If your driveway is gone, somebody has scammed you. Yeah. Just beware. You've never lost your driveway.
Somewhere someone has made some money.
Someone made some money. All right, we are done. Will's next, right? Will Kunkel?
Will's here.
Will Kunkel back in studio with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. But first, a little underdog.
Yep, let's talk about underdog fantasy. And we're talking about fantasy. I'm going to talk about the chance for you to play the Pick'em fantasy that they have, where you go higher or lower on statistics. It's basketball today is what I'm talking about. So you got basketball on Wednesdays. No football. We're doing basketball. And so we want to go higher or lower on rebounds, on assists, on three-point makes. How many three-point makes total? Are you going to go lower on the total? Are you going to go higher? Go analyze the game, study the games, and then make your decision. Do it on just a couple games. You can take a couple players from one team, a player off another team, and then in another game, do two more players. You're doing five, an entry of five? Oh, the payout there is going to be phenomenal. All you got to do is hit on your higher or lower. Use your sports knowledge to get big payouts and big cash when you play the Pick'em Challenge. It's a lot of fun. You're going to watch the games anyway. This makes it a lot more fun, and you're playing along with the games that you're watching, but winning real money legally right here in the state of Texas. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and you're going to get $100 in bonus funds when you spend your first $5 on a $5 entry. So as soon as you play $5 on an entry, it will unlock your $100 in bonus funds, but you must download the app and use promo code Lance. That's Underdog Fantasy.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_HTML for details. Consumer to play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.